AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israel's launched a major military operation in the occupied West Bank that's killed at least 10 Hamas militants. Joe Fetterman has details.
These Israeli military raids have taken place almost every day. Most of them have been concentrated in the northern West Bank. Israel says this area is a stronghold of Palestinian militants, and indeed the latest operation is also taking place in the north. Israel has sealed one major town, Jenin, and residents also are talking about impeded access to a major hospital. Hundreds of Palestinians have been killed in the violence since last October, and while most of them have been militants, many civilians also have died. This has been accompanied by an increase in Israeli military checkpoints, as well as widespread economic hardship. Israel has reported an uptick in Palestinian attacks on Israelis as well.
The FBI says the gunman who tried to assassinate former President Trump last month did extensive research online for events of both Trump and President Biden. Vice President Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz are on a two-day bus tour through southeast Georgia, while J.D. Vance spoke about mending fences between Trump and Georgia Governor Brian Kemp.
I encouraged him to support the president, and he didn't take much persuasion. He wanted to support the president because he thinks Kamala Harris is going to be a disaster.
In Venezuela, opponents of President Nicolas Maduro are trying to revive protests over last month's disputed presidential election.
The demonstrations in the capital, Caracas, come exactly a month after the fraught July 28th vote, in which Maduro was declared the winner despite strong evidence that opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez won by a nearly 2-1 margin. In weeks of on-again, off-again demonstrations, the opposition's rallying cry has been constant, but so far, ineffective. Opponents are demanding that election officials publish results from each polling station that they say would expose Maduro's attempts to steal the election. I'm Haya Panjwani.
This is AP News. A Pennsylvania ammunition plant has boosted production of a key artillery shell that Ukraine's using in its war against Russia. Sagar Magani has the story.
In Scranton, 155mm shells are heated to 2,000 degrees. Forged, machined, washed, and painted. Scranton facility is one of three in the area that's ramped up production by 50% recently, now cranking out 36,000 rounds a month. Richard Hansen, the facility's top official, says there's a new production line with a new machine that will do the job of three.
Instead of a line of machines 50 feet long.
The howitzer rounds are sent to Iowa to be fitted with explosives and fuses. Many then make their way to Ukraine. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.